what did your brother say while he was coming to visit you? Did they say Joe and Laura? Or,
all my folks call me sis. I'll tell you why. I can remember when I was named Kathy. Me and the brother I was telling you about was named the same day. They called him Buddy and me sister. And we lived on we was renting from a Mr. and he was their house one day. And he told my daddy and mother, he said, y'all ought to name them children. Well, my daddy named me. And they wanted to name my brother Henry Carter. My daddy's name was Henry. And he would not have a thing put to his name but Carter. He picked his own name out, and he wouldn't have Henry Carter put to it. Well, my daddy's oldest brother's wife was named Laura, and back then I'd never heard of nobody, and nobody was named Laura much then. And he named me Laura, and my mother always said she never could call me that. Said it's too big a mouthful. And just a few years before she died, we was talking about, and all my people except one or two of my brothers called me sis. And she was talking about it. She said, I just never could get used to calling you Laura. And I said, well, if you'd name me, what would you name me? She said, well, said Betty would have been a pretty name for you. And I never was called Laura. All my brother-in-laws called me Laura and Joe's people. But I always went by the name of sis from sister to that. Mm-hmm.
Well, did they call you, they were talking about you and Joe coming to visit you or taking you places. What would they call that period of time or what you were doing before you got
courting? Yeah, that's what we call it, courting. They're courting.
And did they have names for you as, you know, in relationship to Joe? They said you might be Joe's
future wife, what they called it then. They didn't say bride,
before,
future wife.
Before they thought you were going to get
girlfriend.
Did he ever kiss you while you were at home?
No, and he bugged me about that. Well, all along he had mentioned it, but back then, I don't know where you've ever heard or not, but if ever anybody was found out about letting a boy kiss them, they wasn't straight. They wasn't a nice girl. And I remember this is the funny part about it. In our living room, we had this wandering Jew, like I've got a lot of growing. We had a pot full on the mantel. And I laughed at him about this, and he'd say, why wouldn't you let me kiss you? And I never could just tell him nothing on it. I just wasn't raised that way. But we stood there at that mantel, and he picked the leaves off of a lot of runners of that dew, begged me to let him kiss me. And I can tell Melanie about that, and it just tickles her good. But I never did let him kiss me last we was married. But I thought it was awful. That was the way I was brought up, you know. That was awful if you let a boy kiss you. And the words would be, if you go that far, they'll expect you to go farther.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the boy came in with lipstick on his collar, you'd say, you must have been...
getting shook? But,
Would your parents have punished you, or not?
Yeah, I would have been grounded. I would have been stopped from going out if they'd found it out. That was how strict it was, and back then I thought they was too strict, and in ways they was, because I don't think I'd ever done anything I ought not to have done. If I'd went that far, that'd been as far as I'd have went. Though they didn't teach us back then, mothers didn't teach their daughters about sex, nothing like that, like they do now. Mm-hmm. And like I taught my boys, I could sit down and talk with them just like I would a daughter. Mm-hmm. Because when Gary, especially when he is at home, there would be girls come here that I knew. I could tell by their actions and the way they would waller, you know, and stay sit in his lap and things like that they were getting a little too close. And I would tell him girls like that could get him into trouble.